Kiribati, I'm sorry, we were late today. Okay. So we're in the union of Tzirif Oichel in the Mashkin. So let's take a look. We're in the Minchas Chinuch on page 14. It says, for Isi, page 14, for Isi, page 14 on the left side, for Isi, b'sefer Tosefes Yom Kippurim, shemefalpo gamkein b'din zed dekavi. Umevi gamkein raya ha-mishnah l'melech, b'krisis. He brought the raya from the mishnah l'melech's raya. In other words, the mishnah l'melech wanted to say that you don't change for every, you know, coffee's no different than anything else. Because you see that a child is no different than anyone else, right? And therefore, the child doesn't drink quick enough to make a shear of tzir. You don't say that's the norm for a child. You don't say that. So therefore, you don't say that's the norm for coffee. So that was the Mishnah Melech's Raya against the Ginas of Haradim. But then we saw that the Minchas Chinuch was docha that Raya, because the Minchas Chinuch said that what? That there's a difference between the food and the ochel. The food, you could say, you follow what the norm is for that particular food, for that particular drink. But when it comes to a person, the shear is adam beinoni. It's not. So therefore, even though a child is different, but we go busted other beinoni. By food, there's no such thing as beinoni. Every food is different. So that's why the Minchas Chinuch says that coffee, you don't make a bracha achrona. Right? Not like the Ginas Farad. So he says like this. The guy may be right, Pesachim, the Mishras, the Minsham, Hadach, Lakuta, Chabav, Lidleis, make his eyes the Achilles Pras. Yochel be'ene bodlo daite. Ve'im mishtaya ka mishtaya lay, lays beke the Achilles Pras. Muchach do amina derech shtiyosu b'kach. Right, the Gemara says in Psochim, by Kuta Chababli, that's like a yogurt, that you can't, you won't be able to eat the chametz, if you have chametz in a yogurt. So the Gemara says you're not going to be able to eat it quick enough, that it's going to be the Achilles Pras. But why? Why don't you just say that's the norm? The answer is, so you see from here, the Minchas Chinuch says you don't say that's the norm by food. By food, it's one shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. So therefore, if you have a yogurt, you see yogurt's like, you have a yogurt and then you have milk, you know what do you call that, the ice cream, the pieces. What? Cookies and cream. Cookies and cream. So it's little pieces, right? So same thing by the yogurt and the gemara. You have pieces in the what? In the yogurt. So you won't be able to eat. But why not? Why did you say that for that's the norm? The answer is, there's no such thing as that's the norm. That it's one shear. The only thing they say that's the norm is by a person. They do b'sa adam b'enemi. Okay, maybe, but that's what Mr. Shinyud Kim. Okay, so that's what that's another raya.
That the raya for the mechinuch or for the mechinuch?
He wants to bring a raya.
Who's the
mechinuch is bringing a raya to the Mishnah Lamel.
To the Mishnah Lamel, but that he rejects.
In other words, again, the Ginas Varadim said that every food is different. And Mishnah Mach says it's not true because you see that people are different. That you see from the case of the baby, that you don't say you follow the baby. But then he says, no, it's not a raya. Right, so you see, he's saying, like the Ginas Varadim, every food is different. And that Gemara is talking about, right, you're right. So that Gemara was talking about what? A person. That a baby don't follow the baby, even that's normal for the baby, because you follow Adam Beinoni. But by the food, every food is different. Oh, so now he's asking from the Gemara in Kuta Chabavli that what? To bring a raya for the Mishnah Lamelech, that you don't say every food is that it's one shear against him, against the mechaschina,
yeah.
Against the ginas arad. Buchach the law mean deftz yod. Fima shechasav the gam keni raya. Sham tzarch b'tei achilas pras. Chametz atzmo nechol b'chdei achilas pras. Bizman kaze, v'ata nechal chametz bizman yoser. Because when it comes, well, this is what Rav Telki said, that in a chanami the Mechas Chinuch says you follow like beginners of Radim, but the chametz is really nechal. The chametz shabo is nechal in the regular way, but here it was mixed in. So, from the perspective of the chametz, it's not being nechal with the achilas pras. You want to say that's the norm? It's not the norm. The norm is, it happens to be that it was mixed in, but that doesn't mean that's the norm of the chametz. The norm of the chametz is to, in a chanami, we follow the norm of coffee and things like that. But this is not the norm of chametz. That's what you said. It's the beginning of the third paragraph. Well,
the Rishon who learned you can't have the
Kalila across means
the
gap line,
not
Mishila, yeah.
So
the Kalila. Yeah.
How would they learn to come up?
How would they learn?
I
mean, why? Because.
Because by definition, it's only you could never have not the Kalila. I could start, I could sit, I could eat it from here for however long it takes.
Right. Okay, let's see. So then he says, so his shita is that every ochel is b'didei misharinim. And then you follow Adam Beinoni in a particular machal. But then he says, shuv hei, hashem is v'cheda, v'isim v'seiv Mogen Avram. So he tells you to look at the Mogen Avram. So let's look at the Mogen Avram. On page 15 and 16. So says the Magen Avraham, the following. So this is bringing us back to stuff we learned last year about Vayom Machanecha Kadosh. Right? The verse says, Kadosh Shigil Lechlal, on page 15 at the bottom. Kadosh Shigil Lechlal Sha'acher Shkayotze Bo Yochel Lechol. Kizayis dogan kei shiyachol gadol lechol achilas pras. Machichim mitzoaso, right? In other words, when is the tzoa considered tzoa? When the person whose tzoa it is could eat a kezayis in this man of chedei achilas pras. Machichim mitzoaso meirei lot raglov. So that's the lashon of mechaber. A cotton shegiel lechal she'ache kayotze bo yochel lechol kezayis dogon b'chdei she'yochel godol lechol. So what is he saying? That somebody who's his age could eat. Say he can, maybe he's a little, like Mogen Avraham said, a little sick, whatever. But somebody at his age will be able to eat kezayis de'achilas pras, even though theoretically maybe he wasn't feeling good today. But so then he's considered old enough to be marchik mitzoaso. So says the Mogen Avraham, kezayis dogan, kosov hagos smak, gam b'machal she'osim mutinach she'korim papa, tzarech iyan. The linear, the papa, misharim tefi meshecho godol lechol pras papa. So he says you follow that particular food. So let's see what the Mikoskinah says. Shuv heir Hashem as brachas einai ve'isim sev mogar Avram. She'kotzav had mevuar kot she'yochel lechol kezayis dogon kotzav avlo smat. Machos she'osim mutina. Leaner the problem b'sharim kifim she'yochel lechol avlo. Yeah, mevuar midvar gam kezav kol machol b'sharim she'yor didei. He says every machol it's what that particular machol takes. Kotzav pri mevuar b'sharim zel shalvim. In moment the she'yor pras kifim ha'machol hu. So what do you see from the Mogen Avraham? First tell you what the Mechaskinah is saying. Well, what does the Mogen Avraham say? That if you have in order for the tzoa of a cotton to be a tzoa, he has to be the ability. Cotton shegiel lechlal she'acher kayotze bo yochel lechol kezayis dogon b'chdei she'yochel godol lechol achilas pras. In other words, So he has to be able to eat a kezayis in the time that a gadol could eat achilas pras. What? Well, what is he saying here? He's saying cotton shegiel chalal she'acher kayotze bo yochel lechol kezayis dogon b'chdei she'yuchol gadol lechol achilas pras. So what is he saying? By most of the cotton or most of the gadol? He's saying. So what is it? What does it mean, Ezra? Well, wait. What does the mechaber say first?
The mechaber says, if a cotton at that age could eat a kezayis dogon, it's a matter of time it takes for a gadol to eat kezayis dogon. No.
So there was a cotton could eat a kezayis in the time that a gadol takes to eat six kezayisim. That would be good. In other words, but he has to be able to eat a kezayis. The cotton of that age. Now, if you have the Mogen Avraham says if you have special food. Right. In other words, so you're saying what, Papa takes longer, takes shorter?
Maybe it's
mushed.
Right.
Yeah, because he's saying osim latino. He's saying something osim latino. Yeah. Because it's got machos osim latino.
Then I don't know why that matters. So
well, maybe it is dogma. Maybe it is baby food. Maybe it's like
an oatmeal type, exactly.
Like Farina. Farina, right. It's like Farina. So Machel shows him, and Tino could eat the Farina because it's, you know, it's smushed up. It's not hard to eat. So Machel shows him, Tino shows him, Papa Tzarchin. Do you follow what's the shear? The leader of the Papa, Masharin Kefim HaShayachol God, Olechol Pras Papa. Because you follow that particular food. So that's the Melchas Chinuch Shita. Right? You follow the... Is that the Melchas Chinuch Shita?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you find to say here is that since the child is able to eat this thing faster, the question whether that counts.
So do you get less time?
No,
well, he's saying no. You get the time that a gadol will be able to eat.
Right. So
that's quicker.
That this is quicker, so it doesn't have it in this is a cooler.
What do you mean a cooler? Meaning
that the sow is now going to be.
Oh, you mean sow is not going to be tsoa if what?
We're trying to say this is not reaching the development stage. He's trying to say the stage of development we're referring to. So this is why I don't think you're putting it in the
same
page. Because we're saying once the child is able to reach the stage of Dagon and if they have English process, it becomes so. The fact that he's able to eat this and they have English process, it doesn't remove it from the category.
Because this goes...
Turn into so now. Because this is a special
pool
that
he
is
against. Right. So therefore, even he can. It's not the leader.
Right. And probably
Sharin
Kishim
Yoch.
Right.
So he says, "Gamma Machal Shosim Mutinok Sarchiyin." The leader, the Papa Sharin and Kishim Yochel Gadol Lechol Pras Papa. Even for the cotton.
Even though it's made for cotton, it's still on the level.
With even what?
Even though this problem is made specifically for a cotton, only a cotton eats it, it's still missing how long it would take for a cotton to eat it. So
right. Okay. But you still see you follow each food differently. In other words, a gadol can eat pizza, it'll take longer. It's just to chew it, it's a longer thing.
Otherwise, we're trying to reach a stage of development that makes it, if you allow this, if you allow Farina, you'll just draw you up with the whole entire halacha.
But he's allowed, what do you mean?
If you allow Farina to be considered, if a child eats Farina, and the time it takes an adult to eat a day of Nilus Pras, you just destroy the whole entire halacha. You can't
select.
No, he's not.
You're still adjusting on both ends.
Yeah, but that's because the point is from this is
the
where
you're adjusting, not the person.
What?
Just the food you have.
You're adjusting. Because we're trying to show a stage of development. This is not nothing to do with simple conditional process. We're saying if someone's able to do this, they're now considered to be adult, legale itself. The person's a child, as long as they're not able to digest a certain piece. The fact this food is easier to digest. If you allow the, you'll just change the whole halakha. The original halakha will never apply. So what we're doing by this is we're saying it's not this would go based on the doctrine, and therefore it's, by doing this you're saying he doesn't need to develop. You're seeing the word Nehila Prat, you think it's a
shaykh. It is Nehila.
Yeah.
Why do you think Nehila is a coincidence? You think it's a coincidence that Nehila Prat is near here? You think it's entirely coincidental?
No, it has to do with the, in general, we said we are of a certain type of rule.
Right, we make, say that we don't make the definition of a chila. The definition of a chila is a kazayat between Kdeh Chila Tzad.
And sure.
We're saying that Tzuah is only one. It could be a...
It was a din and a chila, it wasn't relevant on the Dabbans.
One second.
The only reason Dabbans are relevant to this is because it's not a din and a chila. It's a din and development.
Yeah, that is right. See, Masha Kassav and Sarachin Mo'od B'yom B'Kippurim, Shemachil and Achol Akol Machol, L'Shar Ba'odam Bein and Achol Machol B'fei Atzmo. In other words, he said, in Yom Kippur, so what you have to do is, you have to be Shar Odom Beinani, but Odom Beinani of that particular Machol. Whereas if you're not an Odom Beinani, so then we don't follow you. And so he said, but in other words, L'Gabbe the Machol, we follow whatever that particular Machol is. But Lagabi the Adam, we don't follow the Adam, we follow Adam Beinani. We don't follow who you are, you're not an Adam Beinani. You're too small, too big, etc. So that's what his conclusion is at the end of the piece. But he says from that Magen Avraham he wants to bring a raya that to the Ginas Varadim. There's a good Magen Avraham to be aware of. Because first he says Kasav HaGosmak Abba Machal Shosim Utinok Sir. You know, whether you follow one shear or you have a quicker shear, tzarachian. But that was one nekuda. And then he says he thinks that it's you follow that particular. In other words, kidei achilas prasa papa is the shear of the prasa papa.
And just like
the Gita's Radim says, so coffee is coffee.
So if I give the child something that's very hard to digest. All of a sudden, you're going to make a later tier after it's already considered a tier. He's not saying that. The Magen Avraham was not told that if I give him some ridiculously hard thing to digest, and that takes a long time to eat, that all of a sudden it's going to go soft. That's not told.
You mean if you give him something very hard?
Let's reverse it.
Something that takes a long time.
Yeah, it's still going to be tough. There's no way that because once he reaches development stage, we don't care about this anymore. This is a dead development stage.
So therefore you're saying what?
It has nothing to do with it. This is no shaykh. It's our whole entire discussion.
Why?
Because this is not a din in Achila. It's a din in Sol. It happens to be that the physicalities of Achila would have a ramification on that, but that has nothing to do with the din of Achila.
What's different?
The soul of a child who's not able to digest things and an adult.
Okay.
So it's a din in development.
And therefore what?
Once you reach the child reaches this stage, it's now, and we're using the other halakhic language in order to prove it, to show.
So once he can reach the stage of the
Once he reaches the stage, it's now considered.
Right.
So that's a relative stage where each food would have different. There's a ratio type pattern here.
Yeah.
If you don't say this, that it would destroy the entire ratio. No one would argue with Magen Abraham on this essential point. Neither sheep though would disagree with Magen Abraham on this specific fraud. They might another way get out of the problem, but the Matthias love, no one would argue.
That
if a child is able to eat papa in Day of Healing's pride, that's considered to be that's not something.
And why would no one argue on that?
Why? Because it's a development.
And if you can eat papa, because I think it's part of eating papa.
Yeah, that's the case of the home power of the way it was.
Well, Gadol eating papa.
Then Gadol would disappear. So it's not a din in papa. Eating papa or eating Gadol is a din eating. It wasn't development. And I'm assuming the Magen Abraham would hold that the papa in this year and the Gadol in that year is identical. So it's not that each food has its own share. The Magen Abraham seems to be saying that the shear, you do not use a shear for eating food on the same level as the heart.
And therefore easy food?
And therefore...
Easy food is quicker.
Yeah, you know, so you have to adjust the shear of the dump. Because this is not... In order to...
You eat papa, so it's how much adult will eat papa.
Right, so you're doing this in order to adjust the development stage of the child. If otherwise, you would say, let's say...
And if you eat something...
So you get the papa, and it takes a year to get the dog. I'm just thinking of something for pop. If you allow the thing, if you allow the child that pop, before we had papa, it's a year. Now it's all of a sudden considered. It doesn't make sense. It's the whole entire logic why the baby. Why is the baby so and not so? Considered so. It has nothing to do with it. It's not considered a baby. We never had. That's a crazy logic. No one said that logic last year, that's for sure.
Okay, I'm not following
that.
Okay.
It's a logic and it's not considered to be so because it doesn't have the same characteristics.
Okay. Why does that give an 8? Say 3.
Because it depends on the child. Each child...
It depends on the child.
That's
the only thing.
Right. So if it's
not
there,
then
give
an 8.
If it doesn't have
anything
to do with the field. According to you, you should give the 8 anyway. That logic,
I can.
If you're right, then you should say that anyway.
Okay.
He's not saying anything about food. He's not making this thing.
So
you say
8 and 5. Because I have 7. They have
and then, okay, I can. And then on page 20, he has the suffix by coffee. And he seems to conclude, and he says the poskim are mistopic by coffee. But then, he says, the Rambam severely issued Siv Mashkin of the Shtias Revius. I'm sure you'll say in himself, he came with Didu, So he says if you can't do it in Shtias Revius, then you shouldn't make a Bracha Achrona. So it's a machlokes. So he says you shouldn't make a bracha chrona on. In other words, if it's yosef mikdei shtias revius, because then it's already a suffix. A suffix brachas lahakam. That's the guy. Issue of which sheet do you follow? The Ram, because we're not talking about something that takes extra time. A regular food. So regular food, halacha l'maisa, you're drinking a Coca-Cola, and you're drinking it, and you're drinking it. You're eating a meal. You didn't wash. You're having French fries and a little Coke. So you have some from fry, you drink a little, you have some more, you drink a little, so it's not kadeich shdias revius. So, but it was Kedei Achilas Prase. So he says, that's the Machlokes Ram and Raivan and Sofik Brachas Lahakil. Yeah, so who do we have here? We have you have the Midas Aradim on one hand to say to make it. You have who else? Mechas Chinuch, yeah. He says you also that the simple pshat is, but it's still going to be Safik Brachas. You, there'll still be shitas that. The, you know, the Mishnah Melech, they'll say nah.
So
when Rebbe drinks hot coffee, I don't drink hot coffee. You have to ask my wife. She drinks.
It really would take hot coffee.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't, right? But Ferrari, Sofik Brachas Lahakel. Right? Yeah.
On
coffee. What does he say? Sofik Brachas, yeah. But if someone does that, I can't, Ein Mochin, right. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, right? Mishnah Berurah says if they do it, Ein Mochin Biyadah, yeah.
I would say that, you know, when you drink a cup of coffee,
towards
the end of it,
you don't need to go. You can drink it there quickly.
Yeah. That's what Mishnah Berurah says.
If you do it that way. Right. Yeah. Okay. Now. Okay. Then he says, and then we will. Achay yamim rabbi. Achay yamim ela. All about hirozu. Higil yodi sefer shiur kneses agdola. So then he says he got to the shiur kneses agdola. And then he says that maybe Bracha Achron is different. Right, that's what we saw. This mashkan of the shilo chashiv hanol is chayif. Namu chashiv hanol varchala. So then he's being done whether we should accept the shayari in the Knesset Agdol or not. Because maybe the Tosefet Yom HaKippurim, should we pass like the Shiur Knesset? In other words, originally he didn't know from this psak of the Shiur Knesset Hagdolah. But then he's saying that maybe this, he says, Acha Yomim, Al Biyad Harav, Knesset Hagdolah. And then he says, the name rose to show Yosef Bechlei Achilles Revis. Some of them show Yosef is the Achilles Pras. So then he says, "Shani hasim yom yom davar tal v'suve daita." The ze ani omer the imdin ze ayinu omer davka b'shtiyah di yom kippurim v'lo b'shtiyah di shar mashkin ha'asurim ayinu b'kavam ze hachiluk. So is he saying that if it was only a din by Yom Kippur, that was the only time we had a din of Kedei Shtiyas Revias, because you need Yisuv Vedaita, so then I can understand such a distinction. But we're saying it by all macholas asuras that it's a din of kadesh yisuvis, and there it has nothing to do with yisuvi daita, right? So it has to do with hanos garen umeyev. And still the Rambam says that what? That you need the shear. So therefore, the Gavrei Bracha Achrona. No, but by Brachas he doesn't have it. But he has it by Yayin Nesach and Dam. He has a shear. So he says he makes a distinction between a Bracha Achrona, the Shear Kadesh Gedolo, and what? And Yom Kippur. So if that was true, then I could say that I accept that chiluk, that there's no shear, because Yom Kippur is different. But we see that there's a shear also for what? For Dam and Orla. And still you have a shear. So then you see that it's not a din in Yisuvi Daita. You follow? It's not a din in Yisuvi Daita. Right, and yet, right. But you see, but you still need a shear there, and it's nothing to do with Yisuvi Daita. So then, see, if Yom Kippur, it was only by Yom Kippur that you had the shear, then I can understand Yom Kippur is different. But once it's even by other things, so then why should it be a difference between Yai Nesach Adam for the Gabi Yisraelav and the din of Bracha Achrona? Mashmal hezi the shtiyas mashkin of the shiyah lo chashiv hanol z'chayim ala karis u'malchus hachanami lo chashiv hanol v'archala. So that's what he does. So he rejects the shiyah k'nes ha'gedola. He says that no, we see b'feirish in the Rambam that it's a din in Yom Kippur, but it's also a din by Yayin Nesach and right, so you see that it's not only a din by Yom Kippur. Therefore, it's a din hanah. So maybe the bracha are also hanah. So even though there's no befeirish Rambam like that, but he thinks it's pashut that to make a bracha achrona, you need one of the shiurim. And you can't say this idea that Yom Kippur is different, because it's not only Yom Kippur being different. Yom Kippur and Dam and Orla and all these things have a shiur. And then he says, "The mashkos of the minig haposhut levarach al kavei bracha achrona, zeh nima the any minig poshut the reino shemana kam gedolim yesh the in the varchim." A few times the word sofik, but sofik brachas lahakel. Right, sofik brachas lahakel. So if you had the swerve that can, so you have the machlokas the Rambam. And the Ravid, and then you have the Shiur Kodesh HaGadola might make the Rambam and Ravid irrelevant, but he says, I don't like the Shiur Kodesh HaGadola. So his conclusion is, well, not to make. Because, first of all, it's not going to be Shtiya Savis, and it might not even be Chedei Achilas Pras, and then Sherek Tessus Agdola, he doesn't like the Sfarah. Could you give a Yishuv? Do you think his Kasha on the Sherek Tessus Agdola is a good Kasha? Because yesterday we saw Sherek Tessus Agdola says, in Kippur you have to have Chedei Shtiya Savis, because you need the Yisuvi Daita. And other things you just need hana, you don't need Yisuvi Daita. So then it could be different. You don't need the shear. In other words, he says that there's a difference between Tisha Mitchil Shtiya Sof Shtiya Mitzdarfus for Bracha Achrona, and then Yom Kippur is different. But he said it's not only a din in Yom Kippur, it's a din in other things.
It could be breakfast, but it's on us behind. We'll look at some nice behind. We don't care about the
So this is Rabbi Harari saying that when it comes to Dam and Yayin Nesach, so that's totally a lot. So then you need Bichdei Achilas Pras. But if you need. And that's sort of saying that all these other things are like Yom Kippur. Even though he's saying, Yom Kippur is different, but you see the din is not only by Yom Kippur. Unless you say, I don't know. The question is his kasha such a good kasha or not? Think about it. Okay, Bezer Shem, tomorrow we finished this packet officially now. So, okay. Shkoyach.